From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is promising a report on allegations of Russian hacking within 90 days. He made the claim in a series of tweets Friday, citing Russian claims that they have no information. Trump accuses political opponents and intelligence of making up and releasing reports containing compromising information about him. British lawmakers are demanding an inquiry into what role, if any, British security agencies played in the handling of the controversial intelligence dossier prepared by a former member of the country's secret services. On Friday, British Foreign Minister Theresa May spoke to reporters about former British spy Christopher Steele.
It's a long-standing position that we don't comment on such matters, but I think what, from everything that you will have seen, it is absolutely clear that the individual who produced this dossier has not worked for the UK government for years.
Steele's London-based private intelligence firm was retained during the U.S. presidential race by political opponents of Trump to investigate the billionaire's ties with Russia. The United States is ending the decades-old policy that allows Cubans reaching U.S. soil to remain in the country without a visa. This Cuban citizen said he has lost friends at sea attempting to reach the United States, and he favors the policy if it helps improve relations between the two countries. U.S. President Barack Obama called the move an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back Cuban migrants who arrive in the United States without permission. And an investigator at the Justice Department says he is launching a probe of the agency's handling of the investigation of Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. This is VOA.